Zeich Nishmas Avi Mariach of Insel Pilchas, Zeich Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vasim Shor Falk. Okay. So, today we're going to begin Chazara. Okay, and we go over the questions here. And then when we finish, we'll have some type of, communal chazara, as we call it. Some people call it a bechina, or you can call it a communal chazara.
Excuse me, Rabbi, we forgot something. Can we make a refuah shlema? Avram Levitz's daughter is having a operation tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right.
Her name is Esther Bat Sharona Mindy.
Right. We wish her a refuah shlema, and the shiur should be for a schus for Esther Bas Sharona Mindy, the daughter of our friend Reb Avram Levitz Shlita, and everything should go well, and she should be healthy, and everything should be b'siyata d'shmaya.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Okay, So let us begin with Chav Beis, supplement, right? Supplement of Chav Beis. I put a Chav Beis S. That's the supplement of Chav Beis. Okay, so Bez Hashem will be doing the Chazara till we finish. Okay, question one. Tang divrei hamogen Avraham and ogei v'kiddush b'zman tzedek v'lo b'zman madim. So, Mogen Avraham here in Hilchos Kiddush quotes from the Tikkunei Shabbos of the Arizal and discusses the proper time to make Kiddush. Tikkunei Shabbos here is on page 3, going over to page 4. Of Rav Yitzchak Luria, and so let's see what it says. Because of the Tikkun Shabbos, so Yikadesh Kodem Laila. So it's interesting. Like we're learning this thing about making, you know, the Rambam Shita that you can make Kiddush Mibod Yom. That was all Al Pi Nigla, but Al Pi Nister. There's an idiot to have Kiddush Mibod Yom also, because the different mazalos are sholeit at different times in the day, and if the beginning of night of Friday night is the mazal of Madim, what is that, Mars? The Mars, the koyach of Mars is its sholeit of the world. As opposed to the end of Friday, it's what? Tzedek. That's what? Jupiter? Or is it? Yeah? Is that what we said, Jacob?
I think so.
Yeah, Jupiter. So the koyach of Jupiter is a koyach of Tzedek. It's, I guess, more midas harachamim. Madim, the koyach of Mars, is a koyach of Shvichas Dom and things like that. So that's something not so great. So therefore we would rather make Kiddush during the Zman of Lot, of Tzedek, and not the Zman of Madim. So therefore the Tikkun HaShabbos says, Yikadesh Kodem Laila, Ki B'tchilas Lel Shabbos Hu Mazal Madim, V'sof Yom Vav Hu Mazal Tzedek. L'chein Yikadesh B'Tzedek. You should make Kiddush in the Zman of Tzedek. So, it's interesting. You see, this is the source, the Hasidim, that they don't make Kiddush, and Ari will tell you about that. They don't make Kiddush between what? Between 6 and 7.
Also, something with red wine, I heard also.
Yeah, okay, that we'll have to get to in a future packet. Yeah, but they won't make Kiddush. Hasidim, if they'll come home at 6:05, they'll wait till 7 o'clock to make Kiddush. Right, because they don't want to be Mekadosh during the Zman of that Ma'ad Mishoilet. But what's fascinating, people don't realize this. That's what's fascinating is, this is the famous Magen Avraham, the line before, it says, B'shem Yavol L'beisu Yimayel L'echol Miyad. And the Magen Avraham says, what does L'echol Miyad mean? Haylu L'kadosh. In other words, you should make Kiddush right away. Kiddush Yizkor Shabbos B'chinisoso. And you should make it right away. So, right? So, and then, the line right after that is the source of people waiting. So it's so funny that, you know, you would think, it's not, you know, it's like a different Magen Avraham. It's much more the next line. So you would think if the whole source of the Hasidim and the Anshei Mais to wait the hour is from this, isn't that source of the halacha of Yikadish Miyah, which is the line before the Magen Avraham? So the Pashat Pshat, as we'll see, the Ginas Varadim has this whole discussion, and we'll have to see what the Alter Rebbe says, is that he never said, the Pashup Shad in the Magen Avraham is he never said to wait an hour. He never said that. He just said, if you're holding now at 5:30, right, and you can make Kiddush now, or you can wait, which is still be Bod Yom, right? Or you can wait till 6 o'clock, which is when Shabbos begins. So better wait, do it right now at 5:30 instead of doing it at 6, because it's still the Mazel Tzedek. But he never really said that if it's 6:05, that you should wait till 7. He never said it. But what the moderator really said is that if you have an opportunity to do it Bizman Tzedek, so do it Bizman Tzedek. But in a Hanami, Pasha Pshat, the Magen Avraham would tell you, if it's already 6:05 and you miss the Mazel Tzedek, so then you still have the halach of Yikadosh Miyad. So it's not a stira if you look to see what the Magen Avraham himself really said. So that's what it says over here. So because it's amazing that, you know, it's one hand, Magen Avraham is the source of Lecho Miyad, means Yikadosh Miyad, and then the source of the Hasidim is the next line of the Tikkuni Shabbos. But the Pashup Shad, as it says in the Kovas Gid of Radim, is what I just told you now, that he never said to postpone. He says if you're holding by, you know, before Shabbos, it's 5:45, and it's really not Shabbos yet, so you might think maybe the better time to make Kiddush is, you know, before Shabbos. So he says, no, the better time to make Kiddush is Mazel Tzedek. But if you already miss Mazel Tzedek, then he never says not to do it with Mazel Mandim. He says, if you have a choice, do the Mazel Tzedek, even though you might think that making Kiddush too early, maybe it's, you know. So he says, no, better make Kiddush the Mazel Tzedek and not the Mazel Mandim. So the first question is, take the very Magen Avraham Regel Kiddush Bizman Tzedek Lo Bizman Ma'adim. And number two, Ma Yesh L'Hakshos Al Divrei Magen Avraham Shikadosh Miyad Midivrei HaTikunei Shabbos. That's what's the kasha? The kasha is, because Shikadosh Miyad means Miyad, and then it seems to contradict the concept of the Tikunei Shabbos of not doing it by Ma'adim, which some might interpret, and there are those that do interpret that, we'll see, that to mean that you should, you know, wait the hour. If it's already 6:05, 6:02, then you got to wait till 7.
I still don't understand why the Hasidim do that if they say Kigavna. Blows my mind.
Well.
They say Kigavna.
Right.
It just blows my mind that, like, they follow this Magen Avraham, like, the way that they do, but then they say Kigavna. It's like a contradiction within itself.
Why is it a contradiction?
Because it says that, like,
all right, they say all the evil things go away.
Right.
When Shabbos comes. Right, that's another question. But it's... But again, so that's the stira in the Magen Avraham. He says he kaddish miyad. On the other hand, he says he can't make kiddush between in the sixth hour, which the Hasidim interpret to mean that if you come home at 6:05, then you have to wait till 7. But isn't that a stira of yikadosh miyad? That there's a, and the Alter Rebbe explains yikadosh miyad because it's a bizayin to Shabbos that your kiddush is the official welcoming of Shabbos. So if Shabbos comes and you're not mekadosh miyad, it's like you let Shabbos be there, wait in the waiting room, and you're not going in to greet. So that's the, again, so Magen Avraham says, she quotes from the Arizal, that you can, so the Pasha Pshat is that the Magen Avraham, like the Gita Zvaradim says, the Magen Avraham never said that you wait an hour. Magen Avraham is saying it's just, if it's, you're holding before Shabbos at 5:45, and Shabbos is not till 6, so then, is it better to wait till night to make Kiddush, or should you make Kiddush now? So he says, no, you Kaddish Miyad, and do it during the Mazel, with Mazel of Jupiter, Tzedek, is Shoylet, and not when the Mazel of Mars, of Madim, is Shoylet, because that's the meat that it did. And that's question number two, by Yesh Lahakshah Zol Divrei Magen Avraham, because you could say it's a steer in the Magen Avraham. And one hand, Magen Avraham is saying Yikadosh Miyad, and he's the same one who's saying that you shouldn't be Mekadosh Mizman Madim, which Hasidim interpret to mean that you can't make Kiddush from between 6 and 7. So then you're going to not be Mekadosh Miyad then. You're going to wait an hour. So the answer we said that the Kovetsky Nesfaradim brings down is that he never meant that to Magen Avraham. All the Magen Avraham meant was that if you're before the Zman, during Mazel Tzedek, be like it's 5:45, and it's still Bon Yom, but then you should go ahead and make Kiddush then. But once you came home and it's already 6:05, the Magen Avraham never said to wait the hour.
I'm going to love bringing this up to Mechaba, Rabbi.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where the other people get it from. So with retained divrei Shulchan Aruch Harav beinyan mekadosh miyad, the issur mekadosh mishar shishis l'shar shvis. Okay, let's see the Alter Rebbe now. What's up, the Alter Rebbe? Zok the Alter Rebbe on page 9. Geishis harim shalom mekadosh mishar rishonu shalayla. The haidu shar shvis hachachatzai siyom. Hello, kodam alayla. So either you do it Kodem Alayla, or La'achar Shah Toch Alayla. Shishab Shah Rishonah Hum Mazel Madim, Samoyel Moshalav, Ukvar Nisbar Shal Akhil, Yesh L'Kadosh Miyad, Mavo, His Knesset, Mavod Yom. So that's what he's saying. Is L'Chadchilo... Now the people used to come home, Mavod Yom. So that's the best time to make Kiddush. It's like 5:30. I mean, you know, before it's night. And then they would daven Marav Mibod Yom, right? So there were no street lights then, so they would daven early. They wouldn't want to be out. They didn't want to go to shul when it's dark, because they didn't have street lights like we had today. So they would daven Friday night Mibod Yom. And they would come home Mibod Yom. So he says, that is the best time to make Kiddush, the Alter Rebbe says. But if for some reason... Because this way you mekadosh miyad, and you mekadosh in the zman of the mazel tzedek. That's Jupiter. When Jupiter is shoylet, has its koyach in the world, that's the zman of rachamim. But the Alter Rebbe does say, but if you came home too late, and it's already in that hour, then what? Then you should wait. He holds the wait. Because he says, even though the best time is, so he says, inochanami. You know, basically he's saying this, inochanami, the best time to make Kiddush is before Laila. That's the best time. But the first hour of Laila is the worst time. So if you come home Bibodyon, which people did, that's the best time. Mikadosh Miyad. If you can't, then you have to wait the hour. But the best thing is so that's what he says over here. So it's not the proper time to make Kiddush when there's the Midas Hadin Shoyle. And if you look at question four, the Be'er Heitev, he calls it the Kiddush Shabbos. Mazal Tzedek, Malachot Tzadkiel, Heim Shnei Malachim, Echad Rav Echad Tov. Kaddish B'Tzedek, Oyem Tiva Asher Yovar M'Shalas Madim, Mikaddish. Heim Einu Toiv, okay. So he writes B'Ferish, that either you can do it right away, that's where the probably Alter Rebbe gets it, this is what the Be'er Heitev say. You do it B'Mod Yom, B'Tzedek, or Yamtin. He writes Beferish, the Be'er Heitev, that you should wait the hour. So even though we never saw it Beferish that the Magen Avraham says that, but Be'er Heitev and the Alter Rebbe, Be'er Heitev uses Beferish the word Yamtin. Lishav Shavel, they never heard from these things. But because this is all from the Arizal, you know what I mean? Things of that nature. People who are not Talmidim of the Arizal, they never heard of these things. The Pasidim, we mushpa by the Arizal. And then we saw in the packet the Koivitz Ginas Varadim that the Ginas Varadim says that it's a long piece here in the Green is running, but the upshot is that the Magen Avraham never said to wait. So that's the concept of waiting is not really found in the Magen Avraham. It just says that if you have a choice, doing it now, because you would think it's better always to do them Kiddush at night. Well, we know from the Rambam, and the Rambam is known as to be the rationalist, right? So the Rambam is not working with this Arizal, right? So it's interesting, both Al Pi Nigla and Al Pi Nistar, there's an Indian to make Kiddush Mibod Yom, which is interesting. That was number five. Number six. Tein divrei hamakatzis hashekel. The Indian was lina bas hashavos manios hashavos shavos. How do you, between six and seven, what exactly does that mean? Shavos manios or shavos shavos? So the makatzis hashekel. I remember once in the library here, there was a big rav in Kansas City, in Florida, Rabbi Tibor Stern. Shmuel Tovia Stern, you heard of him? Tower 41. Yeah, he was the rav of Tower 41 at the end of his days. He was a big guy. Shailas Tshuva Shavit. You ever see those for him? Those svarim are massive. They reprinted it into small things, but oh, a massive svarim, Shavit. He lived in Florida. So some reason he happened to have a notebook of the Machtzis HaShekel. A handwritten notebook. And he donated it to the YU library. And Mrs. Pearl Berger, who used to be the head of the library, they were doing a whole ceremony, she invited me to come to the ceremony. So I came. And we probably still have it, probably in the rare books, I guess. I assume they I assume they put it with the rare books, the notebook of the Makatzis HaShekel. So he has a discussion here, how do you calculate? Usually people do it, you know, between 6 and 7. You know, clockwork, 6 and 7, not shows as money is. So he has a discussion. Because the Chorot only works, this whole thing really only works if it's an even day. 12 hours daylight, 12 hours night. And then the night starts at 6. So then, before 6. But most of the year, 6 and 7 doesn't really mean anything. But yet the Hasidim is still do 6 and 7. Right? But the Kippah is, right, when you go Chabad, it's 6 or 7, no matter what part of the year you go.
We have to make you know how they give, send out, like, you know, the Karen lighting's at this time, Chabad used to put on their website, the 6 and 7 times are between this time and this time. Be aware.
Oh, they would...
No, they don't do that, but I'm saying, like, they should start doing that.
Yeah, but they don't do that, you say.
They don't do that, It would be a good idea.
But because I think they just follow 6 and 7 Shavuos. But he says, I am Rashi, Chseder Hiluch on Eino Shavuos Zmanio Shavuos Hashvoah. Okay, Divrei Tukuz. So he says, really, it's not Shavuos Zmanio, this 6 and 7. So really, it's only the times of the year that you have that sunrise is 6 and sunset is 6. So we're already past, you know what I mean? So that question is, what does it have to do with Kiddush per se? So we know it's a zman of din, but why does it have to do after that to be Kiddush between the 6th and the 7th hour? So it's page good test, page 24 of the packet. So he discusses this question. He says, Nira Lavara Dvar Makama Resha Eshaloma Pimashivenu Shaitik Divertikuri Shabbos. Because he says, because we want to accept Shabbos, we don't want to accept Shabbos when the Ra is Sholit, when the Toiv is Sholit. And the Ra should be Kofuf to the Toiv. That's the Gemara Shabbos. The Malach Ra is Ona Omen Bal Korcho to the Malach HaTov. So it comes out, the Lel Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, that's when the Malach Hara is being machnia, is subordinate to the Malach HaTov. So Bameila, we want it to be in Bizman that the Malach, we want to make Kiddush in that time when the Malach Hara is kofuf to the Malach HaTov. So since when we come home, where he says Shabbat Habaisa says the Gittes Vradim, Machrichim LaSam Lo Mar Amen Al Birkas Malach Tov, Rehu Karvlios Menutzach Hashalkei Mischazik Al Amdu Mispashay Miskabrus Gadol Mod. So therefore, May I time Inochel Lakadosh B'Shahu Shemazal Madim Sholeish Azu Shaito Shal Samoil Shemim Slato Hu Al Mazal Madim. Across of a Chab Chatechia. Because in other words, we come home, make Kiddush. That's the two Malachim are watching us, and one is saying, so we want that the bad one should be subordinate to the good one. So that's the time. In other words, we don't have, like he's saying later on, we don't have it by Yontif, the two Malachim are Malava as home on Yontif.
Do we really say Shalom Aleichem to like the bad?
We say the Afghan on Shabbos, so we want, so the good Malach, the bad Malach is kafuf to the good Malach. as a Friday night. So we want dafka, it should be a time where that we're going to make the Kiddush, and that's what he's going to be kuf of. So it should be a time that the Malach HaTov is shoylet. And that's that, Mazel Tzedek. That's why you should make Kiddush before Lila.
But do we really ever, like, welcome in, like, a bad angel? Like, we say, when we say Shalom Aleichem, we're welcoming the angels, right? So.
Well, Shalom Aleichem is something else, but I'm saying, the Gemara says that there's a Malach that's the Lavas. It's two Malach, the good one and the bad one, and he sees the whole Shabbos home, right? Then the Malach HaTov says, oh, it should be like this next week. And the Malach Ra has to give in to that. So we want that it should be Bizman, that it's the Mazel Tzedek is Shoilet, not the Mazel Madin. But we don't have such a Kepeda on Yom Tov, because we don't have such a Chazal that we get a Malach and Malavas on Yom Tov.
Maybe this could be a test in Shabbos.
What?
This Kufiyut test in Shabbos?
Yeah.
This is Kufiyut test?
Then that's the Gemara in Kufiyut test, what we just mentioned.
Okay.
And then. There's a far from the quotes of the Satmar Rebbe. But once the Sabbath Rebbe made Kiddush between 6 and 7 on page 30. I made a mistake here. I wrote Simon Membe and Simon Mem. When I wrote Shut Nishma Shava, question 8, Shut Nishma Shava, Chel Beis, Simon Membeis, it should be Simon Mem, not Membeis. But he says, Uvda, page 30, he says, Uvda Yadan Mimara Misatmar, Shechal Asar Batavis, like this year, right? Asar Batavis fell out on Friday. So then the Rebbe made Kiddush between 6 and 7. So he says, Ulai the shiny Yom HaTainis Shehu Shorei B'Tainis. Fala also Leishu B'Tainis B'Shabbos. Was that, in other words, you're fasting. So what, you're going to come home at 6:05 and now you're going to fast another hour? You're going to be mana yourself. So there, the Satmar Rebbe made Kiddush right away. He didn't wait till 7. If you're Ma'una, then you shouldn't wait. Okay, so that's the Divayol. And then question 9. Ten Divay Zichron Yehuda. It explains the Maram Ash. So let's see, what does the Zichron Yehuda say? He says that the Mara, here, on page 29. for the bottom. On the left side, last three lines. Igor Dover Ashach Shach Shach Ashkenazim Makpidim Be'od Be'Dover. We come up with the same zikr in Yehuda. So the Ashkenazim are Makpid what? We'll see. We come up with the same zikr in Yehuda. Maybe Shemaram Ash. Pikpik with Varv. He was not into this whole Arizal thing. Of not making kiddush between 6 and 7. The Bashab is called Shultone Rugzin. This is your Kegavna, right? Rabbi Ari Mandelblum's Kegavna. What does it say? Called Shultone Rugzin. Umari Dedina Kula Arkin. It's Abir Binei. In other words, once Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos comes, all the spooks, all the these evil forces are shoot away. So what's to worry about? So he says that's why many people aren't so makrib. They feel you don't have to worry. But then in the end he kept his old minhag, etc. The Bashar is called Shutone Rugzin and Mari Dadina Kulan Arkin Visabra Minama. The Shemiyaka Shakvahiska Yahuva Gamkim Sefer Mishmer Shalom Shemig Vesavosh and Vagdim Zakal. He says that we're not tachal al mazel, etc. And then he quotes here from Rav Menashe Klein number 10. Ten divrei hevishmei halachos. B'tam she'anu makpidim shlo'l kadosh ben shavav v'zayin achol pishen tzrichim shmiras b'shabbos. So Rav Menashe Klein, Tzatzal, has an explanation of how come we're still makpid on this, even though l'chora we shouldn't need to, because we have shmira. So why are we so makpid? Don't we have a shmira? Yeah, he says on page 30, on the top left. Sefer Likute Maria, maybe you're going to coach Marash me Irsalov. Shem Mekadosh Ben Shah Vav Zayin, Hay Omer Av HaRachamim, Yotzim Lof Shoseinu Mishoz HaRaos. He said, Av HaRachamim, what do we say? Yatzil Lof Shoseinu Mishoz HaRaos. We should be protected from the bad times. El Shemenogea Taino Mishabas called Shultay Rugzin Mar Dedina Arkin of Sabra Mine. So Rav Menashe Klein says, Al Pi Das Atas Danu Varusein Rameh Me'eno Mecheska Shom Mishabas Kalocha Anan Tzrichim Shimur. In other words, he says, B'zman Hazeh, can we be so secure that we're keeping Shabbos Kechot Hasara, all the halachas properly? So if we're not keeping them all properly, so then Shabbos is not going to shoo away all the demons, because we're not, And he quotes that from the Taz. Okay, now we're in Shabbos Shomer. So that's the answer. Maybe if we're not doing everything kahalacha, that we can't be so sure that it will be. In other words, if you have all the malachim properly, then you could. But okay. Then we have Yerushalmi, question 11. Tevin Devi Yerushalmi in Manchim B'nei Odom Nechnosim Lechol Piton Bar Veshabasa. So, right, this is the next packet. So we just finished this packet of base supplement. And now we go to...
From base.
So we'll put that to supplement. Okay, supplement. Which is the other packet? That has the Yerushalmi here. Have the same packet? Was it Chavez? Is the Chavez supplement and then this Chavez?
This Chavez, there's two supplements of Chavez.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's Chavez. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe page 11? On the first one.
Oh.
The first
supplement. Wait, let me see 1 second. It's very complicated, you know. Page 11 in which packet? Rav Katan, which packet?
The packet we're covering before?
Yeah.
Page 11.
Page 10. Yeah, right, you're right. Okay, so he says in this packet we have the Yerushalmi that says the question when can you say Kriya Shema? So we say Shah Shakonim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan, that's says the Kachavim. And then the verse says Shah Shadech V'Reodim Nichnasim Lechol Pita Barvei Shabosis. And the Yerushalmi says it's close by. But it seems first he says that it's close by, but then he says no, it's an hour of difference. It's an hour or two later. So how could it be that people are eating an hour or two later? Right? See, the Yerushalmi says beferish that the Kohanim would nichnos right away, but the Hamunam were waiting an hour or two later. So how does that work? Aren't you supposed to eat right away? What's this hour or two later? So that comes the Heiliger Amami Panu. It says, you see from the Yerushalmi that if a person is not hungry yet, he's allowed to wait to build up his appetite. And that's they weren't so rushing to get home because they wanted to build up an appetite. And it's not that the clock starts as soon as you walk in the house. It means it also comes to include that you shouldn't be hanging around shul just schmoozing, you know. But he says, well, we see they did. He says, no. If your appetite is not a full appetite yet, then you don't have to be Mekadosh beyond. Okay, so that's fascinating. So these are fascinating in Yadam, Rabbi Moshe. Okay, I think we're going to stop today now, because question 12 starts in question 13. We did the first 12 questions, which is Geschmack, first 12 questions. And so I always recommend you should chazer as we're going along. So this way, by the time we finish, you'll be ready to take a bechina. Right, so let's put this away. Supplement of days. Okay, then we'll, next, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do Chav Beis Supplement 2. That's about the Nusach HaTfilah, with Nusach Chabad, L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh, as opposed to our Nusach is L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. Chabad has the Nusach L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh, and where does that come from? So Be'ez Hashem, that we'll see tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shemaya. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. And Yosef Katan.
Hello.
And Avram Levitt and Esther Levitt, they should be well. And Noam Solomson. And Moshe Caro and Avi Hoffman and Meir Kesselman and Ferrari and Julius Fintus, Akiva Poppers, Ezra Hagler and Yitzchak White and Ferrari, Kenneth Book. Ari Mandelblum, Jacob Silverger, Ezra Hagler, Shai Younger, Natan Bauer, and Ari Aaron, and Moshe Carroll, Nikki Poppers, and Natan Bauer, Ari Aaron, Kenneth Book, Amir Kesselman, okay, Nikki Poppers, okay, very good. Okay, so Joshua Wodgrowski, Kenneth Book, and Rav Harari, and Rav Zerman, okay, Moshe Carroll, I think we got everybody. Okay, so chazer as we go along. This way, if you chazer as we go along, you know, it won't be burdensome. Because, we try to do like 10 questions right a day or something like that. Right? It's the minute, right? Okay, so we all should have a good day, and we'll continue business show tomorrow. Hold it.